Ah, yes, he's everyone's favourite cornhole, poor Gow. Good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, fellas. I cannot believe that you haven't heard of this sport. That's amazing. Are you guys stuck in a bubble somewhere?
Clearly. I've never heard of it, Gow. Is it big in America? Obviously.
Oh, massive, massive. It's what they grow up on. We play like backyard cricket, the Forsons back, all those sort of games that we've made up. And I was introduced to it by my next door neighbour, and you know, after you've had 10 or 20 beers, it's a fun game. But it's about 2 metres long, sits at a bit of an angle, and, yeah, you can slide the bag in or you can lob it in. But I added a little bit extra to the game because it was a bit boring for me, so I added gambling to it and taught all my neighbours how to gamble a dollar per shot with inside a certain bet. And I had a loud American one night at Trip Eisenhower's, another golfer's place, and he was a loud American, and I was winning all night, and then he wanted to play me $50, and I took about 500 off him. It was one of the great nights.
I'm going to have to watch it on July 5. I'm going to spend, I don't know how long I can watch it for, but I'm going to sit down and try and get into it, because when you watch it, they take it so seriously.
Oh, mate, they grow up on it. It's like their NFL. They grow up on that and basketball, and they do take it seriously. You know what? I think I was in Rebel Sports not long back. I think you can buy them in there, actually.
Okay. Well, it might be when we have our lunch with the person who gets the long shot.
Yeah.
The 20-1 long shot.
Oh, we'll take a bit of cornhole.
Cornhole?
That's what we'll play.
Bit of betting on the side. We're not going to do that, of course.
No.
Mate, have it at your luncheon. I reckon that'd be a great game to play at your luncheon.
There you go. We've found something. I've found something new today, Gowie. So,
oh, good. You beautiful. Learn every day, life.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, talking about sports, or what's happening in the world of golf?
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, all in the last couple of days. We had Nick Watney, who was positive last week to COVID-19. He headed home. There was concerns that 11 players that he'd sort of been in touch with, and Sergio Garcia was one of them, actually, and they were a bit concerned, but they sort of threw that away. But this week, it's all broken out. Graham McDowell, caddy, has got it. Then you've got Graham McDowell. He's pulled out because he said, well, I just travelled 6 hours in a car with him from Orlando, so I've got to have it. Cameron Champ, the other player who's posted, he's positive also. But the long-time caddy of Brooks Koepka, he's come out with it too. So the Koepka brothers, who Chase Koepka Monday qualified, he's pulled out also. And Webb Simpson, who the winner of last week. So I know they tee it up tomorrow morning, but there could be a few more pullouts before this happens. And the tour are quite concerned. They've done everything possible to try to stop it. They get tested everywhere. They can't get in the golf course. They test before they leave their home. They've chartered flights, you name it, and they can't stop this thing.
Oh. So, Gowie, where's that sit the Ryder Cup then?
Yeah, well, that's the big concern. They're seriously now saying that the Ryder Cup will be postponed until 2021. It'll take nearly the spot of the Presidents' Cup, and they'll move the Presidents' Cup back a year. So it's sort of a bit of a domino effect. They will have to play one of these in the same year at some time, because you've got Italy the following year for the Ryder Cup too in 2023. So, the players have spoken anyway. They've all said they don't want to play without crowds. If there's no crowds there, it's no Ryder Cup. And they're probably right. You know, that makes the Ryder Cup, it's the closest thing to football when they play Ryder Cup, because it's loud. It's, you know, you're throwing abuse at everybody. It's one of the best spectacles. I think it's the best spectacle. The Masters would be number two, and number one would be definitely the Ryder Cup.
Now, what's Bubba Watson doing, calling players two-shot penalties?
Oh, how good is this? Now, you guys have got to think about a player that you play with that has basically cost a team a game, or every week they go out, there's something stupid they do that costs the game. Well, Bubba Watson this week, he said he's been watching the draw quite intensely when it comes out, because there's certain players he doesn't like playing with. He reckons they're a two-shot penalty, like they cost him two shots. And I've played with Bubba Watson myself, and this is throwing stones out of a glass house. he costs you two shots. He's an absolute lunatic, and he's thrown this out that there's a bunch of players on tour currently, and he's talking about the boring players, the players that are pretty, you know, pretty mundane, that don't say a lot, that just go about their business. And there's another couple that I've played with, Roy Sabatini. He's a two-shotter. He was always tough to play with. And another one, D.A. Point, the guy that commentates his, every shot he hits, he tells you how he hits it. So that's a pain in the butt too. So, but Bubba Watson coming out and just saying there's so many players I don't like playing with.
Gosh. Rightio, Bubba. Now, who do you like this week of the Travellers?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with a player that I hope is going to stay there and play this week. And I'm not going wide here this week. Justin Thomas, he finished eighth last week, 63 in the final round. Awesome playing. He's playing his way into form. This golf course, you know, I'm going to say anyone can win. It's not a bomber's golf course. It's not a long hitter's golf course. Bubba Watson's actually won three times around here and had a fourth. Jordan Spieth won here a few years ago. So I'm not going too wide. Only $11 here, but he's really an playing his way into form. I'm going to go a bit wide with a guy called Brian Harman for the long shot. He's $61, but I'm going to take him for top 10 at $6.50. I think that's good value. You know, he's not a long hitter, but he's got a really good, solid short game around this golf course.
Yeah, I see Jason Day's in this tournament. Cameron Smith's in the tournament. Mark Leishman. Which of the Aussies do you like?
Yeah, we've got eight Aussies this week, and probably the one you haven't seen for a while is Greg Chalmers. He's back from injury. He's got a short, he's got around about, I think, six or seven events for him to make around about $300,000. So stay tuned to that. He's not going to get in every event. It's going to be hard for him. He'll play all right around. He's been practicing for a couple of months in Dallas. But I like Mark Leishman. He didn't play last week. He played the first week. Didn't make the cut, but played solid. He plays well around here. It's horses for courses, this one. Matty Jones has been the only Aussie that's played well. I don't expect Jason Day to play around here. It's hard to scramble around this golf course. It's a golf course to hit a lot of greens. You can make a lot of birdies too. So, but Aaron Baddeley back out. And Ken Davis, the young Sydney sider, he's finally going to get some starts.
Good on you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.